Summer vacation is beckoning. If you're a parent, you want your kids to spend at least a little bit of time reading while school is out. So over the past few weeks, librarian Nancy Pearl has brought in several books for younger readers. And today she's got one last recommendation. And I just have to say, Nancy gave me this book. I agree. It was a fantastic read. It's called Kissing in America.
This is a novel that is marketed to teens by Margot Rabb. And the main character is a 16-year-old girl named Eva, whose father, when we begin the book, her father has been dead for 2 years in an accident. Eva is still grieving very much and annoyed with her mother, in addition to all the sort of normal teen annoyance that you might have with your mother. She's annoyed because her mother refuses to talk about her father and in fact seems to have gotten over everything. Eva entertains herself and takes her mind off this kind of obsessive thinking about her father by reading romance novels. And we're talking about real bodice ripper romance novels. And Margot Rabb has written some wonderful excerpts from those novels. So that's what Eva knows about love. She's 16 years old. And then she gets a crush on a very cute boy in her school. And she's never talked about her father to anybody, but she starts confiding in this boy. And her father was a great poetry lover. And so she shares his poetry books with this boy. And then things happen, and the boy moves to California, and Eva decides that she has to get to California to see him. And so she and her best friend devise a plan to get there. So it's a book that I think it's just a normal book. Do you know what I mean?
It's not about a message about finding oneself?
It's what you learn about love when you're 16. And what you learn about, you know, your mother and your parents and how difficult it is to understand either yourself or somebody else. And this combination of these romance novels and these very normal teenage girls and the poetry is just fabulous.
You know, just to touch back, we've been talking over the last couple of weeks about whether books for young people have messages or not. And it seems that there's a lot of emphasis now on it's like an oatmeal version. Not that it's a bad book, but that a book has to be fortifying. It can't be Fruit Loops. It has to have a lot of fiber. It has to impart some correct kind of learning, which isn't a bad thing necessarily. But sometimes the Fruit Loops with the pink milk are really kind
of fun. It's just what you want.
Yeah.
Right. I have always believed that you learn something from every book you read, whether the author has hit you over the head with it or whether it's some subtle message. I mean, one of the books that influenced me the most and really taught me a lot about how to be a moral person was Robert Heinlein's Space Cadet. Now, did he have a message in mind? Well, maybe he did, but the message I got was, I think, different, if that was true, from what he intended. So, you know, I think every book, I think this happens as adults, and I think it definitely happens as children.
Well, this book, intriguing cover and title, is called Kissing in America by Margot Rabb. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Librarian Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series, and she joins us every Tuesday with a book recommendation. Most recently, she's been bringing in several books for younger readers, and you can find all of those titles at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.